This week's parsha for Bnei Chutz La'aretz is Parshas Noso. I want to share with you a very beautiful insight on a pasuk in Parshas Noso. If you look in Perek He in Parshas Noso, after it tells us about who you send out of the camps for various different averos, it says the following thing. It says that Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe l'amor, Dabar al Bnei Yisrael, ish o isha, a man or a woman, ki yasu mikol chatos ha'adam. There's a certain violation which is done. L'mol mal ba'Hashem. They've done a certain avera. Va'ashma ha'nefesh ahi. And they're guilty for what they have done. What happens now? V'yisvadu, they do vidui. Es chatasam asher asu. They do a confession. They shivas asamon brosho, and they have to return whatever they took. They have to give back v'chamishi soya sefalav. Certain times they have to add a chomesh, a fifth. V'nasan l'asher hashem lo, and they give back what they took from the person they took from. V'nein lo yish goel. If there's no one to give it back to, l'ashiva hashem elav, hashem amushav l'hashem l'kohen. Then it goes to the kohen. Milvad el kipurim asher chaper bo elav. Says the Torah now, V'chol teruma l'chol kachay b'nei Yisrael asher yakrivu l'kohen lo yiyeh. This actually here refers to the mitzvah of Bikurim. And you're supposed to give Bikurim to the Kohen. Says the Torah, this is the last pasuk before Revi, the last pasuk in Shlishi. Listen to these words. V'ish es kadashav lo yiyeh. And a man es kadashav lo yiyeh. Which means, according to Rashi, it means that each Yisrael has the right to give his presence to whichever Kohen he wants to. And then it says the following phrase, Ish asher yitain lakohen lo yiyeh. A person that gives to the Kohen, he will have, what does that mean? Rashi says, Ish asher yitain lakohen matanos harios lo. If you give the Kohen, Ezra Tawil is a Kohen on the screen here today. If you give the Kohen the presents he's supposed to get, lo yiyeh, you will have a lot. Says Rashi, mamon harbe, you'll be blessed. If you give the proper gifts to the Kohen, you will have a lot of money. It's like a segula almost, if you will, to have wealth. That's how Rashi learns pshat. Good. However, Rabosa, I want to share with you a very beautiful idea. Not opposed to Rashi's pshat, but just in addition to Rashi's pshat. And that's as follows. A lot of times people are very worried about giving up things, giving up their money, giving up their time, because I'm going to lose out. Why should I give him? If I give him, I'm going to lose. I only have $1,000 in my bank account. I only have $10,000, $100,000. If I give him $10,000 of it, if I give him my share of it, oh no, I'm going to be down $10,000. That's what we think. However, Abosa, let me tell you an amazing insight to life. The insight is that when you give, you get. I don't mean that people are going to pay you back one day only, which is also true. Because what goes around comes around. And when you give, ultimately people will give you also. That's also true. But I mean in a more passionate way. When you give, you get. There's no greater feeling than giving to others. There's nothing that a person feels more good about themselves, if you will, more godly than giving to others. A person that's worried about me and my bank account, how much I have for me to hold on to myself. Okay. A godly person says, you know what, I want to give. Because giving, when you give, you get. You feel like you're doing the right thing. When you give, you feel like, oh, this is how I'm supposed to be. This is the right thing to do. This is lo yiyev, v'yiz sheyitein la'kohen. When you give the kohen, when you give tzedakah, when you give of yourself to others, lo yiyev, it's going to be good for you. Not only because you're going to get a lot of money, like Rashi says, but because the giving itself, Rabosai, is one of the most amazing experiences. You'll feel so good when you give in life. I mentioned before the phrase "don't sell it." That phrase is a very, very precious phrase to me and my family. Let me tell you why. When I was a youngster, I mentioned this maybe earlier in the year, but I'll show you now. When I was a youngster, I was in high school. So I used to like to play basketball. I played a lot of ball. That's what I did. Played a lot of basketball. And I went to MTA, and we'll give a shout out to Abe Wall, you know, our friend, our MTA boy. I went to MTA, and in MTA, there was no school or yeshiva on Friday. One of the big perks of MTA. So I used to daven. I didn't learn too much, probably, on Fridays. And then I played ball almost the whole day. And then, inevitably, at the worst time, my father, Shlita, would come in the middle of, like, a, you know, tie score, middle of some, you know, whatever. And he'd say, "Okay, guys, we're going." That was the cue for my brother, Rabbi Aryeh Shlita, myself, my sister, usually my younger sister as well. The three or four of us would pack into my father's car, and we would go to visit every Friday two people, two shut-ins, Mr. Malka and Mr. Katz. I remember them, Zichron Levracha, they're not alive anymore in this world. Very, very special Jews. And they were shut in their house, they couldn't leave their house. And they were there, and they would wait for us to come. And we would come in and we would talk to them, and they would pinch our cheeks, and they would tell us stories about their old life and how things were and about what they were involved in. And we would stay for 10, 15 minutes in each house, and then we would go home. And inevitably, every single week, my father, Shlita, would say the following words to us after we finished. He would say, "Guys, don't sell it. Don't sell it." What he meant was the following. What he meant was the zchus that you have, the feeling that you have when you give to others, the sense of doing what's right, and the sense of giving, and the sense of really just being almost like godly. When you give of yourself, of your time, of your essence to others, it's priceless. Don't sell it for a game of basketball. Don't sell it for parnasa. Don't sell it for anything, because the truth of the matter is, we're here. That's what we're here in this world to do. We're here in this world to help others. We're here in this world to put a smile on someone else's face. And the more we do that, and live like that, and live for that, the more that we're going to be really doing for ourselves, like we mentioned before today in the pre-shir. That's what we take with us. That's what goes with us for the long haul. The money and the wealth and the fame and the fortune of this world is temporary, and it's not here from the distance. But the tzedakah that we do, and the chesed that we do, and the mitzvahs that we do, that's us. That's ours. That's priceless. Don't sell it. That's what the Rashi also. That's what the pasuk is saying to us. Asher yitain la'kohen, when you give to the kohen, when you give to others, lo yiyeh. Just by giving to somebody else, that will be the ultimate gift that you're giving yourself. It's not selfish. It's not a selfish thing. Give to others, and when we do, Be'ezus Hashem will realize that the ones that are gaining most out of the giving is not the next person, but really ourselves. It helps us. It refines us. It makes us better people. It makes us givers. Makes us more godly. We should be zochet to be the ultimate givers, and give in the most proper way, the most sincere and sensitive way as possible. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Rabbosai.